Portland successful with a 65-60 win over UC Davis. They go 9-6 in the non-conference. They end that three-game losing streak and have all sorts of momentum. Now enjoying the Christmas break with some families. They will reconvene early next week and prepare for their conference opener Saturday night, January 1st, against BYU at the Child Center. We would love to see you all out there. So get the snow tires, get the chains on. We may need them, but we could use you out at the Child Center with your support for this crew. And PortlandPilots.com/tickets for single game tickets, as well as the WCC ticket pack starting at $40 for the men, $45 for lower level packages for the women. And should be a fun run in January and February, leading us into the conference tournament in Vegas the first week of March. But thanks again to Shante Leggins and to Mike Meadows for hopping on with us. And so we had to call an audible there, and we want to go back to our post-game highlights. And in case you missed it, coming off of that tough game against Montana State, the Pilots knew that Moses Wood was going to have an advantage. They went to him right away, and he was ready to put Bozeman behind him. Meadows now off the screen. Throw back to Robertson, top of the key. Swing it right to Moses Wood on the drive to the baseline. Over Pepper, got a hand on it, and Moses Wood forced it in. Moses would actually have the first 6 points for the Pilots in this one. That got everybody excited, and then the threes started to rain in. Handoff goes to Austin down the lane. Meadows in the left corner takes the pass. They whip it around the horn. Austin on the right wing. Three, high arcer, buries it over Pepper. Good ball movement from the Pilots. They built an early 14-7 lead, but that seemed to wake the Aggies up. They would start to climb their way back in. We mentioned with Coach Leggins, contribution, entire contribution from the bench crew as a unit. One of those guys was the big man, the 7-footer, Mateo Silveira. We are tied at 14. 12:45 to go. Svetozadovic down low. Silveira spins to the lane with a right hand. Bad English, goes off the rim, gets it back and curls it in with a reverse lay-in in the left hand. That kept Portland in the lead at 16-14, and it would be a tight affair coming down the stretch. But in that first half, Portland very reliant on Moses Wood. So Scholand is back in. Meadows is going to inbound along the baseline. He needs to find somebody. He'll lob it to Wood. Goes right at Pepper and flips it up and in off the glass. Moses Wood has been very, very aggressive. 22-19, and Portland wasn't done. As long as Pepper was trying to guard him, Moses was getting the ball. Portland into a little three-man weave. Robertson gets the pass to Austin beyond the arc, who hands off to Meadows on the left side of the floor. Zoe back in, cutting his Moses Wood, goes hard to the glass and lays it up and in. Pilots back within one as the Aggies offense kicked in. And so as the defense started to collapse on Moses Wood in the paint, he went beyond the arc. Mannion now put it between his legs. He'll back it out between the circles. Now drives down the left side of the lane at Meadows. Comes back with the floater with the right hand. No good. Meadows, a good job to hold his ground. Wood with the rebound on the run for Portland. Pulls up from three straight away and buries that one. Moses Wood, perfect. 7-for-7. 16 points in that first half. Portland down one at the break, 34-33. It was slow going as UC Davis had the first 10 or 11 out of the halftime locker room to build a 45-33 lead. Tyler Robertson there settled things down for the Pilots. Meadows out of the timeout. Vucinic remains on. Putting it between his legs. High screen from Vucinic. Loses one man. Help comes. Adebayo poked it away. Wood finds it. T-Rob in the right corner for three. Finally, Portland on the board in the second half. They would start to chip away, and it was Mike Meadows who came alive from beyond the arc. So the scoring drought is 4-15 for UC Davis. But the Pilots have only able to chip 5 points out of that 12-point lead. Meadows now between the circles. High screen from Silveira. Steps into a three and knocks it down. Mike Meadows. While Meadows was forcing the defense to come out, it allowed Silveira room to operate in the paint. And he's got Murphy. Boy, he's banging away down there. Meadows, wrong footer, runner in the lane, no good. Zoe tips it to himself, goes up with the left hand, count the bucket and the foul. And now Silveira starting to get in the mood. Portland down three at that point, still needed to get back over the summit in the lead, and that was once again in the hands of Mike Meadows. Just a straight give and go on the left sidelines, turned the corner and nobody was home. 53-50 Davis, Meadows for three, knocks down another one straight away, we're tied. Meadows has been huge in the second half from beyond the arc, his third three. T-Rob wasn't going to let him get all the headlines. Portland with a chance to take the lead for the first time in the second half. Meadows through screens, drives left into the corner. Robertson three, buries it! Tyler Robertson's third three, and Portland's back in front, 56-53. And Portland found themselves once again in the same spot as they were Sunday at Montana State. Could they be clutch? Nobody was more clutch down the stretch today than Mike Meadows. Wood cuts baseline, can't get it to him. T-Rob between the circles. Wood now on the right side, still can't get it to him. Adebayo not letting him out of his sights. 10 to shoot. Meadows wants a high. No, he waves everybody off. He'll fire a deep three. Got a fourth! 61-58. The Pilots would not relinquish that lead. They made free throws down the stretch. They got enough defense on Ezra Mannion. And they close this one out 65-60 to improve to 9-6 on the non-conference and have a little momentum going into the holiday break.